to me, it's like the acting and the singing or like podcasting, that kind of stuff. I was always so scared to share because like I knew I was fragile about those things. And now that I've been in therapy for so long, I'm like, I don't care. Yeah, like even good. If you think I suck, who cares? Yeah. Like it's so much growth. And
that energy, putting that energy out there, that's contagious. Like
yeah.
Just even having that out there, people are like, oh, Dare doesn't care. Mm-hmm. She's going to say what she wants. She's going to do what she wants, as it should be. Mm-hmm. And I hope more people can be that way from love, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, of course.
In respectfully loving way. Mm-hmm. Live your life. Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do.
Yeah. Like, who cares?
And we're all DeLulu. We're all a little DeLulu.
In the best way, though. I think it's a little, it's okay to be like a little DeLulu, but like once you get to delusional, once you get the whole world.
Yeah,
it's
once like, you go from canoe to like the ship, I think.
Yeah,
probably,
yeah.
You probably take that a little too far.
Ship. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the DeLulu Canoe Podcast. Woo! I am your hostess of the hostess. People call me Dare Bear or Dare Taylor. And joining me today in the canoe, we have Cosmo from The Cosmo Show.
How you doing?
You know, I was feeling a little stressed before this episode, but our guest suggested we all have a little beverage. So today we'll be drinking some rosé, courtesy of our guest telling us to chill out a little bit, which we love. Today we have, you might recognize her from her modeling on popular lingerie boxes, which I've actually seen around LA. She is a cosplayer, host of the Girls Like Nerds podcast, popular model, Phoenix.
Well, hello.
Hi, honey. Hello, cheers.
Well, cheers, baby.
Thanks.
Cheers, Cosmo.
Cheers. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Ooh. So excited to have
Girl,
you.
Thank you for having me. I was like so excited when you asked me, like, oh my God, she has her podcast. You were on mine.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. Thank you for that. So I'm so excited to be on yours. Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like back then, I never would have thought I would have had a podcast.
I mean, honey, you never know. Yeah. And it's funny how things come around full circle. So
yeah.
And, supporting each other, I think is a really great thing. So
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited.
There's not enough of that in this industry.
There really isn't.
Women supporting women. Right? So
yeah.
Do you like that I threw in the like recognizing you on boxes?
Girl, I was wondering where you were going with that for a second. I was like, who's going to recognize me? Oh God, what, am I famous or something? I literally get so many messages from people. Mm. I do like a lot of lingerie modeling, so but it's a lot of wholesale companies too, so that's where you see those boxes when you go into like Pleasure Chest or like mm-hmm. anything Hustler or whatever, then you see me on some of those boxes. So people will send me pictures. There's some wild ones out there if you see some wild ones. FYI, but
it cracks me up seeing you.
It's comical. It cracks myself up seeing I'm like, oh, I remember that shoot. Oh yeah, okay, that's what that looked like. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, like yeah. She's low-key like famous on all these like box art content. Yeah, it's so cool.
There's probably a lot of couples out there that know me.
Spicy. I'm like, wait, is realizing it.
Exactly.
But also, you do a lot of acting too. Like, I remember there's this, I don't know what it's from, but it's you and Cody Renee Cameron in these like jumpsuits, like being like, we're here to spray your house or something. And it's so cute of you
God,
both.
I love that you remember that. It was Ballers.
Ballers. Yeah, that's what it is.
I think that was like the first time I actually met Cody was on set.
Really?
The makeup, hair and makeup trailer. Yeah. And it's like, we had a couple lines and then the director would like throw out lines in the moment. And, but it's very not PG scene towards the end. But it's like all virtual reality kind of geared too. So the episode was really cool. Actually, it turned out great.
I'll have to actually watch the rest of it because I've only seen the beginning where you both walk in. Yeah. And I'm like, that's the most clothes I've ever seen both of them wear. And I kind of love it.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to be right in the beginning of the episode. So I like had a little viewing party at my house.
Yeah.
And then my scene was over in like 5 minutes. So I was like, oh, okay. So anyway,
ta-da.
I guess we finished the episode. Like, I don't know what to do. But that was a lot of fun. Working with Cody was really great. So that's good. And that's like your bestie though, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
She's great. Yeah.
It's so cool how like you also are very similar to me where you do so many different things.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. Like I'm a little hype girl over here.
Well, I mean, you cosplay. You cosplay, you model. And you model for like, yes, the box art, which is really impressive, but like you're a legit model. You're not just like Instagram model.
Yeah.
Like, do you know that?
I forget that sometimes too, I think. And I'm getting back into like, I was super busy for a while. Mm-hmm. And then just like being in like a different mindset and a different place that I wasn't prepared for, I think. And now I'm kind of, I've done like more work on myself mentally and physically. And now I'm like getting back into being busy again. So you almost have to like check yourself and be like, you're a bat. Like, you're good. Like, don't forget to pat yourself on the back and give yourself more credit, you know? So that's kind of the path that I'm on now. So like hearing that, I'm like, well, thank you.
Yeah, have some praise.
So
it's hard to do self-work in LA too. Like it mentioned, just like working on yourself. And there's so many distractions and so much of the world telling us like being busy is good and you want to stay busy. But sometimes you find the most rewarding things in life when you actually slow down and appreciate every little thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Instead of taking it all. So
I commend fully you. Agree. Thank you, darling. It's great being busy. And the days I'm not busy, I appreciate also because I'm like, hey, these are my days to chill and do whatever I want and regroup and recharge by myself. And then when you have those busy days again, you appreciate them even more, right?
Yeah. So now that we've talked a little bit about the positive, I got to know, everybody's got a little DeLulu or something that they either hyperfixate on or something that they just can't get out of their mind or something about them that they are working on. I gotta know, is there something in your head that makes you a little DeLulu, a little quirky?
Okay, so.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Where do I begin? to keep it on one topic, I feel like I'll do my best to explain this because I feel like I've been in denial and against DeLulu about this. I am horrible at time management. Like, girl, even today I was late to get here and I wasn't doing anything. You live 10 minutes away from me, right? I wasn't busy. I wasn't like, oh, I have 10,000 things I have to do right now. I was just like sitting. I will literally take so long to plan out my day. That's like in my mind, I've been sitting there for 30 minutes thinking of all the things I'm supposed to do. And then I'm like, oh, I should probably go now. Like, I'm always 30 minutes late to save my life. I don't know why. Always 30 minutes. Or if I'm early, I'm the only one early. I'm the only one on time. Whenever I'm going to set and I'm early, no one else is there 100% of the time for years and years and years. It's always happened. So I was like, okay, whatever. I'm just going to be late. And it's never usually a problem. So I never like have to fix it. And it's like girl math. So if it's like, oh, I'm supposed to be at dinner at 8. But I'm at home at 7:55. Like, technically, I'm still not late. Like, I'm like, oh, I still have time. And then 8 o'clock rolls around. I'm like, ah, I gotta go. And I'm like, oh, I'll be there in 15 minutes. It's not 15 minutes away. It's 30 minutes away. So then I'm like, well, then this happened. And then nothing happened. I was doing nothing. I was sitting there ready. I don't understand. Like, for the life, I don't know why. I cannot be, like, on time.
When you texted me saying that, like, this was your DeLulu and something that's been on your mind, I was like, that is so interesting because I never put together that you were late ever to anything. But I was like, no, because my birth... She was late to that. No, the collab... She wow, this is a pattern for you. But like, okay, if we break it down, you admitting it, I mean, is what? Isn't that like half the problem? People say when you have a problem, you admit it.
That's first
like,
part of the solution is admitting you have a problem.
The
second part of the solution, I have no idea what to do about that.
I feel like, well, I'm not a therapist, but one, that might be a good thing to talk to a professional about. Just because like time management is hard, especially when you do multiple things like we do. I think it's a lot easier for people that stay in one lane or one genre because like it's easy for them to commit to like one thing, whether it's like just cosplay. I'm just a cosplayer. So it's like, you know, you can hyperfixate on that.
Right, I can agree with that.
But like when we are doing like acting, modeling, Twitch, podcasting, you know, it's like when you're doing all these different things, of course, one of them is going to be a little lagged. You know what I mean? Like a little bit, you know, it's going to be a little bit of behindness in some of it.
I listen. And if if my life didn't work out because I was 30 minutes late all the time, then I think I would have been forced to do something about it.
Sure.
But everything's fine. Like, everyone's still there. Like, everyone's happy. No one dwells on it. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But, like, vice versa. If, like, someone, like, if we make plans and I say dinner's at 8, but you show up at 8:30, girl, I'm not going to be mad. Like, that's why I never, if you start dinner, don't wait for me. Like, I'm late. That's my fault. Here we are. Whatever. It is what it is. Like, so... That's also probably part of the problem because I don't get mad if somebody's late.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, it's really not that big of a deal, right?
Yeah. I think also a lot of that comes down to, like, you haven't, like you said, you haven't had a negative repercussion because of it. So it's kind of like, well, why change it if it ain't broke? Yeah. Don't fix it. But like, I definitely remember times where I've been 30 minutes late to things and I get like yelled at, like yelled into like tears because I cry about everything. Yeah, I definitely, I was late to a movie set and like the director like yelled at me and I was like a kid.
You're 30 minutes late to a movie set.
Yeah.
That is probably the one thing they should never do because they never yell at the actors for the, because you're in front of the camera, right? Yeah. So they don't want to razzle you and frazzle you so much because you have jobs to do and they are all here for you to do that job and then we can all go home.
Yeah.
So it takes longer. It's harder for you to do that. So then I never ever get yelled at on set. That's kind of wild. Damn, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, it was when I was like, I want to say 14, 15, I did a Nickelodeon Universe commercial because they have like a theme park in Minnesota, but it's in like Mall of America.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was like my first booked commercial as a kid and I showed up like 30, 40 minutes late and I was an extra. So it wasn't even like I had no speaking lines, but they like yelled at me and not even my mom, me. So
like you had anything to do.
I cried. I know, right? Like yelled at mom.
You know, I was driving and it was taken. Like, what? Come on. Like, relax.
Well, yeah. to be fair, thanks to that documentary, Nickelodeon had some problems and issues.
I wasn't sure if we were going to talk about that. I was is the doors kind of cracked? Are we opening that door? No, okay.
Well, it's different because Nickelodeon, the TV show, is different than like Nickelodeon, the theme park.
Oh, is it?
So
it's
I mean, it's the same branding and the same like marketing obviously, but it wasn't like, it's not under the same
director.
It's like how it used to be. It used to be Camp Snoopy was the name of the it was so cute. Love way Snoopy. Cuter than Nickelodeon Universe. But it just got like dated, I guess, so they vamped it to Nickelodeon Universe.
Okay,
so yeah, wasn't the Nickelodeon TV show. I was not in LA at that
I was gonna
point.
Say, well, that's why they yelled at you because what's
Dan Schneider.
it wasn't professional. It wasn't legit.
Yeah, say love you. Oh yeah, that sucks. Yeah, so that hasn't happened to me, so I'm like, well, I don't need to be on dive. Like,
I mean, I don't know that you but if somebody yelled at you, I don't even think you'd be like, okay,
you know,
cool.
Girl, you're probably right. Honestly, even if someone yelled at me and be like, and like, you're wasting time. I'm already late. Now you're yelling at me. Now we're late again. Like, we could have been halfway done by now. Like, who cares? It wouldn't really frazzle me. I still don't think that would be enough to get me be on time. I don't know what it is. There's like a little teeny little screw that's like not fully screwed in there when it comes to my time management.
I think time management is such a hard thing though. Like, I give yourself some credit, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's
honey. Yeah.
It's hard to be like making sure you're getting enough stuff done in a day, but then also like preparing yourself for the next thing.
Right.
Like I actually talked to my therapist a lot about scheduling because that's a big, like, today's a perfect example. I literally went from like 10 a.m. up until now it's like 7 o'clock. By the time we're done, it'll be like 8, 9-ish. Mm-hmm. I've had back-to-back events with like minimal breaks.
Right.
Which is fine, but I'm over here like, I'm tired.
Yeah, like, you're like, you overwork yourself. You overheat for sure.
It was too much. Like, I will not do a day like this again for a while. But it's important to, like, I don't know. For me, it's writing. Like, if I can sit down and write out all the things I'm going to do in a day and like 1,000%. Block out the time,
1,000%.
Totally helps me. But I don't know. Do you like making lists? Like, how do you stay organized usually?
Girl, I do the list. I have to sit. My therapist says the same thing. Mm-hmm. I've been with her for a year. I finally started writing things down and actually like planning out my day. Like, but because nothing bad happens, if I'm late, then everything else is late. It's like, I don't know. People are like dying. Like, okay. It's not like it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
Like, I feel like that's the picture in my mind, which isn't healthy as if I want to make a change on that. But I don't know if I've decided if I want to make a change on that.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? And on vice versa, when I'm early or when I'm try to be on time, end up being too early and there's nobody there. And then I'll just sit in my car until I'm late. And then I'm like, okay, now I feel like myself again.
Like, I'm back in my zone. Yeah.
Got a reputation to protect, okay? Like, no, like, I don't know. I cannot be on time. Save me. Okay, but I don't know. One of these days, it'll just click and it won't really matter. Or it won't. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like the fact that you even are talking about it is great. And, like, if it's not affecting you, then I guess it doesn't really... If it's not affecting you, it's not affecting you.
Yeah, I mean, but it is.
Don't beat yourself up.
This, and please don't take this as Bible, because I feel like a lot of people have problems with time management. Mm-hmm. And I don't want them hearing me and be like, oh my goodness, this is really not that big of a deal. Because for some people, it is a big deal. For some people, for sure. being late to dinner, like if I have a date, I remember one time I had a date and a dinner date. I don't really like when they pick me up because I usually don't like them to know where I live yet.
Yeah.
And if something goes wrong, I like to be able to like, get out of there just in case. Yep. So I'll meet them there. Yep. Little girl insight for you. So I met him and I was early. I was like 10 minutes early. Not a big deal. I was like, cool, I'll get a drink at the bar.
Yeah.
This dude was like 15 minutes late. So now I'd been there almost 30 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
By myself. Mm-hmm. What if I knew I was going to be there for 30 minutes alone, that's one thing, because you can process that and you can just deal with it, is what it is. You can either be friendly with people or not, or like whatever. But I didn't know he was going to be late at all. And then for him to be 15 minutes late, I was livid. I was pissed.
Oh,
I was like,
okay.
How dare you be late for me? And I left. I literally left. I didn't answer.
Wow.
I left.
You were like, bye, homie.
Yeah, I dipped. And it was like probably another 10 minutes later. He's like, oh, I'm here. I'm like, well, I'm not there anymore. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So it's like.
I see a little bit of the hypocrisy now. Right? A little bit.
Something's not fully clicking there.
Yeah.
And then I think after that, I like didn't even really want to hang out with the guy again because I was like, you don't even respect my time.
Yeah.
How dare you? Like, meanwhile, I'm like, well, I'll be there 8:45. Like,
yeah.
You better still be there and you better be excited that I'm there and you better have my drinks there. And like, I don't understand the disconnect. Yeah.
That is so interesting.
I don't know if it's a girl thing. I don't know if it's like a girl math kind of thing.
See, I was going to blame it on traffic at first. Like when you texted me about it, I was like, well, you know, traffic in LA is like notable.
Valid. That is
yeah.
true.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm late to something, it's because of traffic.
Right. Okay.
But like if it's just because you're like camping out and you're like, I'm just going to chill for a little bit.
Yeah, girl. I don't know. I'd just be like staring at the ceiling. I'd be on my phone like. Thinking about life, you know, in the world. And that's a lot.
Life, that's a lot.
It takes a long time to go through those thoughts properly. And then all of a sudden you're like, and now I'm going to be late. Great. I don't understand it.
See, I have the opposite problem, or the problem that you sometimes have, is I'm always 30 minutes early.
Oh, really?
And okay. Yeah, wow. I can't break that cycle because I'm so terrified of traffic out here.
Okay, fair. Yeah,
I'm scared of it. I don't know why. Like, it's stupid how I'm like, oh, I always have to leave an hour early, even though it only takes 30 minutes to get there. And then I find a parking spot and then I just camp out in there. And then I'm always the first person there, but it never bothers me. Like, I just like stroll in. I like to get lay of the land and like look around and be like, hey, you, I don't know you, but you must go here.
Yeah, you go to the school.
And then I just like hang out, just vibe. So,
I love that. I feel like I need to get a little bit more of that and just being, I think I just don't like being early.
Yeah.
Like maybe if I enjoyed being early more, if I found some joy in that, then I think I would have less problems being late.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's even like, I don't know if you ever watched Modern Family, but I remember one episode.
Mm-hmm.
Sofia Vergara talks about how her character talks about how she likes to show up after everybody's already gotten there. Cause she likes to stroll in like everyone be like, oh, wow, my God, you look amazing. Da, da, da. Oh. And I think something like clicked in me when it's I saw that episode. And I was like, is that what it is? Is this like a vanity thing where like if I'm late and everybody's there, then everybody gets like a runway. Everybody gets to like see me walking in to like say something. I feel like it was onto something. I feel like that was the start of processing why I end up being late a lot too. I don't know.
That kind of checks out. Yeah. Like that makes a little bit of sense.
That can make sense. Yeah.
It does. Yeah. I first moved out here, I was early to everything. I'm like, fuck, this is... Everyone's showing late. Everyone's like, everyone that's like important as hell are showing up late. I'm like, and here I am. Early as hell. So I stopped.
That's great.
I stopped. But, you know, if it's a date, I'm going to be there on time.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be there now actually early. You better be there on time.
Of course. But that's common sense for a date situation. A job interview, always be on time.
For sure.
But for like a party?
Oh, parties, I'm never early.
Or just like anything that's like a social thing was like, yeah, I want to be either late, so I don't have to stay there so damn long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like leaving early, but I like getting there late. And then this is something I want to be here for a long time till closing.
Yeah.
Or not. But if I get there right away, I'm going to get bored and tired. I'm like, no, no, no. I got to wait. And then like you said, walking in, I'm like, oh, who's that guy walking in? I'm like, yeah, that's right. I'm walking in.
It's me, bitches.
It's me. Yeah, it's me.
What's up?
Exactly. Yeah.
So party scenario, totally get it. Like I'm never early for parties. I'm usually notoriously late. But when it comes to like the other day, I was at a rehearsal for a gig that I had booked. And I got there, I want to say like 45 minutes early. And then I got to sit there and like schmooze with the director.
Okay, nice.
So I was like, hey, I didn't really know the lay of the land. That's a lie. I live 10 minutes away. That was like, I just wanted to make sure I got parking. That's a lie. I literally Ubered. And then I was like, so tell me about the project. Like, what made you want to do this? And like, how did you get here? That's so cool. Like, I literally was there
tell
me more about you.
And that's the benefits. Yeah. You know, actually being early and having those conversations. Yeah.
Kiss up to people.
Yeah. I still have those conversations. Because there's always so much downtime on set.
Yeah.
So when you're just like, when they're changing cameras, angles and stuff, I'm like, anyway, so, oh my God, what a great day. Like, I love this. So let's talk. Like, oh, let's get nerdy. This is so exciting.
Yeah.
Like, that's half the fun of being on set, I think, is having those conversations. Because you just get to like, you're with your peers. So you get to have the same, you have something in common. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I'm curious your thoughts on this. Like when you throw a party and you're right, because girls, half the parties you invited me to, I'm like 2 hours late by the time. I'm like, the party is bumping by the time I get there. I'm like, oh, I'm at the right time. This is great. But do you love or hate when, like if you have a flyer for a party and I'll put like, oh, the party starts at 7 and it goes till like midnight. Mm-hmm. If I say it starts at 7, I'm not really expecting you to get there till like 8:30.
Yeah.
And I don't expect to be like popping until like 9-ish, 10-ish, right?
Yeah, totally.
But we all have a few people that like to show up like right at the time it says on the flyer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the food's not ready. I'm not dressed. Music's not on. Lights not like, I'm like, what am I? This is the illusion. Is like, I'm like, I don't like it.
They're pulling back the curtain and you're like, ah!
I get mad when somebody shows up. I'm like, oh, but it said 7. I'm like, this is LA. No one shows up at 7 o'clock. What are you doing? There's nothing you can do about that. Like, I don't know if that's a common thing or if that's like, do you actually expect somebody to be right? Like when you have your birthday party or something, like do you actually expect people to show up?
I feel like if you're showing up right at the start of the party, you in the back of your mind, if that's you as a person, you should expect to get there and like help finish setup.
Okay,
fair.
Like
yeah.
Chrissy, when I threw the party when she was actually like helping me out more, because there was 1 year she attended and then the next year she was actually my assistant.
Okay.
So the first year that she attended, she showed up early to help get things set up. And I was shook because I didn't expect it. Like she was like, hey, hi, like, happy birthday. Let me help you with a bunch of things. Did my hair and makeup, made sure that like she curled my hair a specific way. So that way when I got on the plane the next day to go to Miami Swim Week, looked bomb. Like she hooked me up. But then the next year, because she worked for me, it was a little different. So like I knew she was going to help. But if you are showing up at the top of the party, it's usually because you're like, do you need anything to be hung up? Do you want me to help get music?
And,
like,
I agree.
Yeah.
You better be.
I mean, I don't expect people to show up at that start time at all unless they want to help.
Okay, fair.
So
I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
I hate asking for help. So I think I always like if somebody ever shows up, I'm like, do you need anything? Do you want a drink? Are you thirsty? Are you hungry? I could order something like before people get here.
Yeah.
Like I'm like I get almost too anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that also even contributes to why I like being late because I don't expect like I don't want somebody to feel that way, right? I don't want you to feel so anxious about me and worried about my feelings and if I need anything and blah, blah, blah. Like, I got me. I'll make sure I'm taken care of, right?
Yeah.
This is like a nice little therapy session we're having here.
Yeah, I know. We're getting so deep.
Why I'm always late? I just never really thought about it because I've never cared enough to like think too much about it.
Yeah.
When you like have the conversation with yourself, it's one thing. When you have a conversation with somebody else that knows you, then you can open more doors and like figure more out.
Yeah. And you can bounce ideas off each other too when it comes to like talking about bad habits. Like I normally do that with my therapist where I'll sit down and be like, okay, this week I noticed I have this really bad habit. Usually it goes back to like list making is like my big one I talk with her about. Lately it's been like anger. I've been dealing with a lot of like anger behind the scenes that like people don't see. And I think that stems more from like the industry because like we're constantly seeing like other people like really advance and like really get a lot of things handed to them, especially with like Nepo babies and nepotism. Mm-hmm. So I find myself being like, God, I work so hard and like no one ever opened a door for me. You know, like I've been out like pounding the pavement, like going to auditions, doing all this work, posting content. And then I hear that like one person makes a single piece of content and gets signed by a record label, you know? Mm. And I had to talk to my therapist a lot about that because that's technically jealousy. That I'm sitting here being like, my grass isn't as green as hers.
Right.
And I think
that's a bad thing, though.
It's bad in the sense of like, we should be celebrating each other, especially like women supporting women. And
okay, but we're human. I mean,
you're right. Look at you being like, girl, you can't have those feelings.
Come on. It's the truth. Like, you don't want to feel, but yeah. The jealousy doesn't have to mean anything bad about you or anything bad about that person or yada yada.
Yeah,
but maybe that could be something more of a drive, you know, more of like, oh, okay, she got this awesome. Mm-hmm. But I'm assuming, I don't know, but
that's usually how I am, is it becomes the flame. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It becomes like the, oh, I'm gonna do this, like empowerment, as opposed to like, oh, I'm mad that she got something I didn't. But it's definitely like, we all have things that make us a little less than, you know, the ideal image of us, like, because we only put out the best on social media. So it's
kind of, absolutely, people don't know,
cool to have these conversations.
Yeah, when you're home, like, I'll listen to sad music in the car just to cry. Aww. Like just get out of my system, you
You're
know?
You're a car crier too?
I love crying in the car. Aww. Ever since I got tinted windows though. Girl, before I got tinted windows.
Oh no.
No, you hold that and you not cry in the car, because I'm convinced every car next to me is staring me down if I'm crying in the car. So I'm like, everything's fine. I'm not even listening to music. I'm a robot. Like, I'm an AI. I'm just going
off. Oh my God. Like, I'm an AI. Yeah. I am AI.
I know,
girl.
God, I can start the AI conversation. But now my windows are tinted. So I'll listen to Adele or something sad. Aww. And like, you got to get out of your system. You know, it's part of like being a human being, just going through all the craziness that we have to go through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, especially because like we are so online a lot, that like we get some stones thrown our way.
Yeah. Well, that's just going to happen. And whatever. What are you going to do? I mean, I don't care. The things people say online, I honestly don't really care about.
Yeah.
I don't feed into it because that's their fuel. They're like energy vampires. You know, they drain energy from you because that's what like gets them excited.
Yeah.
So I just never respond. I just block people and just keep it pushing. But as maybe you would view that person that got signed right away, imagine other people are viewing you and being like, oh my God, Dare's doing so great, and she got verified, and she's got a million followers, and she has a house, and she's doing this, and she's traveling, and she has a podcast. Oh my gosh, she's like so successful. Wow, how can I be like this? There's so many more people that will see you and think those things that you might see somebody else that might quote unquote be doing better
than
you.
Right.
So there's that should also give you more drive, because you're like, damn, I want to be that person that somebody can look up to and like motivate them too. So hopefully that can be, and I'm sure there's going to be jealousy, and that's fine too, but let that jealousy fuel you into being as successful as you possibly can be. Absolutely.
Can I say, therapy looks so good on you.
Oh my God,
like,
right.
Get it. I'm so proud of you.
Girl, in a year, it's like night and day. I've been like a whole new person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A million percent agree. Like, obviously we've been friends for a long time and like, we hang out and we like make content together and stuff, but like, I'm so impressed with the growth you've shown.
Oh yeah, Dare's known me a long time. Like many 2020? Phases of Phoenix she's seen.
So I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, she's changed my life. But like, and as you're saying with therapy, it's like, there's a level of honesty you have to be, and she like will not let me get away with anything. Like, but that's accountability. That's, I need that. I need somebody that's like kind to me but hard on me, so I can be that way to myself too.
Right.
And once you start seeing results, whew, you're like, oh my God, like this works. Who knew? And you just keep going, and like now the possibilities are endless. That's what's so exciting. I mean, the girl, you got the podcast now. Like that's
I know, right?
Huge. Like, that's a big thing, right?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's a big thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't know you were, I didn't know I was going to be complimented so much today, too. Like, dang.
But you know what? Can I just say something about that other person that got, you know, that one person, that lucky person? Those people usually crash and burn real quick.
Okay. You
know, they crash and burn real quick. They probably have a dozen.
I thought I was getting a little savage every time. I was like, anyway.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I've seen that happen too. I'm like, damn, how did this person get it? Not me. But like, I worked my ass off for a lot of things. But I'm like, I look at them like, I'm not ready for it yet. Mm-hmm. Like when we talk about the podcast, you weren't ready at the time, but now you are. And boom, now you got a podcast. So your time will come, but you get like, you're going to cherish it more because you worked your ass off to it. So you've done the logistics, you've done the business, you've done the hard work, you've done the grind.
Yeah.
But people are just like, I just hit the lottery. I'm like, yeah, but how many times did you buy a scratcher? You bought a scratcher once and that's it. You're lucky. Right. You're going to go through that so quick.
Those people that hit that lottery, you know, they blow through that money really fast, actually.
Yeah. They're going to crash and burn so quick.
Yeah.
So whoever got whatever movie or whatever like album of the year, blah, 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 it's like, no one will remember them. When TikTok's gone, they're gone. But you're still, you're here. You're here permanently. So I have 100% faith in you.
For better or for worse, here forever, baby.
You ain't never getting rid of us.
I know, that was like the scariest part for me personally about starting a podcast, because like people get canceled for things they say all the time. So I was like, I don't want to be one of those people. But now cancel culture is like not even a real thing anymore.
Not really, no. I'm so over canceling people. I mean,
yeah,
you can cancel Diddy. He can go away forever. But
yeah, bye.
Like, on the aggressive level, cancel. But like people are people, like damn, it's like I don't feel so even on my podcast, I feel like it's all nerdy stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's not really anything that like ends up being too controversial just because it's all things that are already out there that people know. But I just don't really worry about what I say when it comes from a place of love and fun and honesty. I don't think it'll ever really be anything cancelable.
For sure.
I hope not. You're always going to find the little trolls that will just love to be under the bridge. Just doing crazy, mean, evil things to you. But what are you gonna do? Yeah.
I feel like that was also another like growth thing I learned through my therapist, is that like I used to be so scared to share my singing or acting because I knew people were going to say like it was either bad or I was cringy. And I was so sensitive about those two things because I really cared about them. So I didn't post any of my acting or singing for a long time.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't care if anybody called me ugly or fat. Like, I get comments all the time where like, oh, look at Miss Piggy, or like, look at that girl with the pig nose. And I legit like don't care about that stuff because that's like vanity. Right. And at some point, we're going to become old ladies.
Like, I hate to break it to you.
We're still going to be hot.
You're going to be old and ugly one day too.
But like, to me, it's like the acting and the singing or like podcasting, that kind of stuff. I was always so scared to share because like I knew I was fragile about those things. And now that I've been in therapy for so long, I'm like, I don't care. Yeah, like, even if you think I suck, who cares? Yeah. Like, it's so much growth. And
that energy, putting that energy out there, that's contagious.
Like, yeah.
Just even having that out there, people are like, oh, Dare doesn't care. Mm-hmm. She's going to say what she wants. She's going to do what she wants, as it should be. Mm-hmm. And I hope more people can be that way from love, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, of course.
In respectfully loving way. Mm-hmm. Live your life. Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do.
Yeah. Like, who cares?
Who cares?
We're all going to.
Who cares? It's okay. We're all Delulu. We're all a little Delulu. It's okay.
In the best way, though. I think it's a little, it's okay to be like a little Delulu, but like once you get to delusional, once you get the whole world.
Yeah.
It's
once like, you go from canoe to like the ship, I think. You probably take that
the
a little
Delulu
too far.
Ship.
Yeah. You're on the delusional ship now. I think.
See, on a canoe, you're on your way to the ship.
Yeah.
You can always turn back.
You can always coast. Yeah.
Coast in the river.
Yeah.
So what do you have coming up next for you? Do you have like another convention you're going to, filming more podcast episodes? Like what's on the horizon?
I feel like it's similar how you just have like so many things going on all the time. You almost don't even realize it until you are writing them down or talking to people about it. But I'm like, cool. So I'm filming more podcast episodes next week. And now my therapist has helped me with this a lot because I get really anxious when I go out. So I don't really like you would know it, but I don't really like talking to people.
What?
And I really don't. I like being home. I like talking to myself all the time. I love talking to me. I'm a great conversationalist. I always get along with myself. It's great. I win every argument. It's awesome. But the second I go outside, I get really anxious. And she's just helped me really work on that and be like, get out of my head. I feel like, oh, people are going to think I'm a nerd. People are going to think this. Like, who's going to talk to me? Like, nobody ever comes up to me. So I would live in that negative space for so long. And also, that's why I kind of stopped modeling as much, because I was, like, letting that live rule me. And now I've, like, overcorrecting a little bit, but that's a good thing because I'm forcing myself out of that bubble and that comfort zone. So I had dinner last night with people I didn't even know. And I'm like pep talking myself in the Uber on the way there. I'm like, you're going to talk about nerdy things. Are you gonna, this is going to be fun. Are you going to be engaging? And I was like, it was amazing. So then I'm like, as I'm making friends and we start talking about the podcast, I'm like, oh, I'd love for you to come on and let's have these conversations. So just doing that alone is helping me create more of the business of the thing of what I enjoy doing and what I like doing as well. So people I met yesterday are going on the podcast next week. And I'm like, oh, like, see, you just kind of like get out of your own head a little bit and like, I don't want to say like believe in myself more, but almost like not being like my own enemy.
Your own saboteur. Like sabotaging yourself.
So I've and it's a constant thing. I have to work on that forever because I've been that way my whole life. It's only this last year that I've seen such a big difference. So yes, podcast next week. Very exciting. Comic-Con. We talked about Comic-Con.
Yes,
we're going to
San Diego.
I literally today had my session with my therapist and I was so overwhelmed picking out cosplays and I have to plan it now. I have to figure out, do I want to get body painted? Yada, yada, yada. Hotels, blah, blah, blah. So we decided on Storm and we're going to do both versions of Storm. So Friday and Saturday, we'll do one white version. And Saturday, we'll do the black version.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's like, and that's like, okay, Deadpool's coming out. I feel like X-Men, like the new 92 show is out.
97.
At 97.
I was going to say, wait, is that the right number?
90 something. It's in the 90s.
It started in 92.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
oh, 92? See, thanks. See, I knew that. I was just testing it. I was just saying, okay. So I'm excited for that. And I definitely want to see you there so we can get some content together. Hang out. And then
I want to get some content with you guys.
Yeah, of course. Do you dress up though?
Yeah, I'm a cosplayer.
He does Gambit.
I do Gambit. I do Red Hood.
I was like, if I know.
His Gambit's really good.
Yeah, no, very I remember popular. That actually. I think I remember seeing the Gambit. That one's really good.
I call it Gambay.
Gambay.
Why? Like Gambay, like Bay. Like
Gambay.
Oh, Bay, like B-A-E.
Yeah, like Gambay. Gambay. No.
I was at the WeHo Pride Parade and let my flag fly. It was awesome. It was so awesome. Yeah.
They're fun, yo. It's a blast over there. People are sleeping on these Pride Parades. It is so much fun.
Yeah. I haven't been to one.
Really?
I'm one of the sleepers. Yeah.
It's a blast. Everyone's so sweet. Everyone's so, because it's all about love and acceptance. So it doesn't matter what you look like, what you wear, anything. Everyone's accepted. Everyone's having a great time. Everyone's dancing. Everyone's drinking. Everyone's bumping. It's like, oh my God. Like, can this be life every day? Like, it's so fun. Yeah.
The next year, if everything goes good with the second season of X-Men 97, then they're going to have the voice actors again doing the floats and they want a cosplayer. So
no way.
Yeah. Oh, so exciting. Like if you guys next year, you're down. Bada bing. We had
I'll be Storm. You can be Jean Grey.
Sure. I'll be whatever.
We didn't have a Storm. We had a Bishop. That was awesome. Mm. And we had a Nightcrawler, a Psylocke.
Nightcrawler. Wow. You rarely see that one.
I'll show you the video afterwards.
Oh, how cool.
So dope. So dope. Yeah. I'll let you guys know.
I need to get in on my X-Men stuff because like a lot of my cosplay friends did a huge group and it was like all these iconic cosplayers that like I know but have probably only been in the same room together like once or twice. And I like threw a little mental fit. I was like, why wasn't I invited to this group shoot? What the hell? And then I had to be like, Dare, you can't even name 5 X-Men characters. Calm down. So I need to like get in on it. No, it's make me do it. It's embarrassing.
You know what? I tell people because I used Wolverine. To work the door at Skillet Gambit. There you go. That's one.
Yeah. Mystique, kind of.
That's two. You got it. I know you can do 5.
Gambay.
I'll give you that one.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I have 2 more.
I just gave you. I just said one a second ago.
I know, but I don't remember the name.
Jean Grey.
Jean Grey.
Phoenix. Yeah. Okay.
And I don't.
He said Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler. There you go. See,
Professor
5.
X. Like, come on.
Magneto. Sabretooth. Juggernaut.
Yeah.
Psylocke. Jubilee.
Oh,
I could see you doing Jubilee.
Ooh, that'd be a good one for you.
I could see you do Jubilee.
Okay. Wait, I love this.
Okay. Yes. I need to watch the show and then get in all this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a little behind.
Girl, I technically haven't actually watched the new show. I've just been hearing it's amazing. And Drew's like, every day, he's like, did you watch it?
Oh,
I'm like, listen, I will watch it before Comic-Con to make sure I have all the conversations. We're watching the new Deadpool that weekend before we go.
You're getting the popcorn talk about bucket? It.
I want to. I'm not kidding. I really do want it. Yeah. Like, I've cosplayed as Domino before. That was my first cosplay I think I ever did. And that was huge. That was such a success. Like, that was like I was like my little, like dabbing my foot in the cosplay waters. And then I just dove right in after that because it was so much fun.
I remember that because a photographer that we both know mentioned that to me when I first moved here.
Oh, really?
And he was like, oh yeah, Phoenix is a huge hit at these cons and like people swarm her. And I was like, oh, what'd she wear? And he said Domino. And I was like, like the dog from Dalmatians?
No, you didn't like the dog. Oh my God, it's happening.
Big fan. Wah,
wah, wah. Lulu. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's okay. We're going to let that slide. You've come a long way since then.
You know, I've been watching a little bit more TV. I'm getting there. I'm getting there a little bit. But it's hard to cover all the fandoms because there's just so many that it's like there's the MC universe, there's the DC, then there's like anime, then there, you know, like it's just there's so many to dabble in. Don't even get me started on Star Wars. Everybody always asks me about how I feel about the new Star Wars stuff coming out, and I'm like, I have a lot of studying.
It's
to
a
do.
Lot. I don't listen. Anime universe, I guess if you could call it. God. I can't. I know what I like. That's all I know.
See, that's where I live.
I don't know anything else.
Yeah. See, anime is pick. I'm truly choosing. It has to be like, can't be too cartoony.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have like changing the face and doing this weird thing and have the asterisks on the side of the forehead and the eyes get all big and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I don't like those kinds of anime.
Yeah. I got to watch like something with like more serious, like Psycho Pass.
Okay.
Or like, you know, like the old school one, Akira and stuff like that.
Akira's great.
I try to watch One Piece.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I couldn't get into One Piece. I don't know why. One Piece my life. I don't know. Maybe I'm older. I'm just like, it's not my vibe. Yeah.
I was having Dragon Ball triggers. I used to watch Dragon Ball as a kid, and just like every freaking episode.
You said trigger warning,
Dragon Ball Z. It was just like it took forever for a story to get done, and then when like you're waiting for Goku to show up, and when he gets there, it's the fight takes 8 to 9 episodes.
Yep,
wow,
for this long ass fucking fight, and then like that's how One Piece was feeling. I'm like, I can't get down with that.
It's like a soap opera. My God, like y'all still here.
The live action is great.
I watched the live action One Piece. Loved it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Loved the casting. Okay, it's so good.
Okay, glad you said that. I was curious about
that. But like, I've watched the anime. So I watched it with somebody who has seen like all of the anime. And they showed like, first you need to watch this episode and then you can jump to season 2 and then you can jump to here. So it's like, I got kind of like an abridged version.
Oh, gotcha.
I did see some of the in-between episodes and I get why people don't start One Piece because it's so massive. Yeah. They're not even finished.
It's like Doctor Who.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't really.
How is that possible? I mean, God love it. Like, at least they're working, whatever, sure.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
Come on, finish the story. Like, move on.
It's a whole thing. But like, One Piece, I get why people aren't into because it is a lot.
Okay.
I grew up watching Pokemon, so that was like an easy. Like, as an adult now, I'm like, I want to buy all the cards and all the things because I like loved it so much as a kid. But yeah, that's like the fandom I kind of like live in is like the anime fandom.
Interesting. But, okay, that's the only one I'm not really. I know a lot about the things I like, and I love like vampires. So anything about vampires I like watching.
Mm-hmm.
There's some like good like classic ones that are really good, but I don't really any of the new stuff. I haven't really like given a chance to.
Did you watch originals? The originals.
Is I've watched a TV show.
Yeah.
That's not an anime.
No. I thought you meant anything vampire.
Vampires. Okay, I'm obsessed with vampires, yes.
Yeah, I loved originals.
That's a really good show. It's Vampire Diaries in New Orleans, is okay. It's really good, yeah.
I watched Vampire Diaries with my partner, and it took a while, but when I saw those like other people from New Orleans, which is where my mom's from, so I'm like, let me watch this. And it was so good.
Yeah, I couldn't get into Vampire Diaries, but it was like too corny for me. But
Damon was hot though. Damon's the other brother. Fucking hot, gorgeous.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Oh, okay.
Stefan looks just like I'm like, come on, you're a simp, dude. Like, come on, you can push him over. But Damon was like the bad boy, and I was like, damn. Yeah.
Damon. I thank you for the giggle. I was like, does anybody get that one? Okay.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a lot of fun if we did something like X-Men Eve. Maybe we can figure something out there. After Comic-Con, I don't really know. I think I'm like, I've got like some travel stuff coming up.
You're doing Dragon Con?
I still don't know. I think D23 is here this year, so I kind of want to do that.
Tickets are already sold, though. They're already done selling them.
How?
I literally missed it the day of. Like, I was talking to somebody and I was like, I want to do D23 because I have the Jasmine cosplay that it's her in, like, the purple outfit.
Oh, I love that cosplay. That's a great one.
Yeah, so I wanted to wear that one. And, like, literally the day that I mentioned it to somebody, they were like, you know, they just finished selling the tickets, right? Like, it's already sold out. And I was like, no!
The people that buy these, do they actually go? I know, I really felt that. Yeah, you really
ooh, so mad. I don't even hate her.
D23, send her down some passes, okay?
Listen, she's not happy about this.
You know what's good about D23? It's the best time to go to Disneyland because everyone's at D23 at the convention. So, it's the best time. Everyone's at the convention looking for the new stuff, waiting in the long line. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what
I mean, is it 3 days? Is it 3 days?
I think so, yeah.
It's usually Friday or Sunday. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What? Did the people go? Like, the people that buy these passes, did they just resell them? Or do they actually go to the conventions?
I have a lot of friends that go. I mean, it's just like, it's huge. It's massive. It's like their Coachella.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then there's like a huge pin collect. It's like,
sorry, okay.
No. Why did we all cringe at Coachella? That's how I know we're all like,
oh, trust me, I'm not a big fan. I went to Coachella once. I'm like, no, never again.
But, yeah, that's not really my vibe, but yeah. Because there's performances. The concerts are amazing. The booths aren't even booths. They're like, I don't know.
Experiences, like halls, right?
Yeah, they're experiences.
Yeah.
And it's really, 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 really cool.
It's like Star Wars Celebration, but it's just all Disney. Mm-hmm. So, like, the thing with most conventions, it's multimedia stuff. It's everything.
Yeah.
But with, like, a specific con just for one IP, it's fucking awesome.
Hmm. And Disney's like Marvel now, too, right?
Yeah. Right,
so it's got
a
couple things.
And
that
Doctor
people...
Who. Mm-hmm.
And Doctor Who.
Anything that they bought over with Fox, it's theirs now. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's all incorporated in there, which is really, really cool, I think. It's also, like, the merch. Like, people go crazy for the merch at these conventions. Like, the Disney one is apparently, like, insane. The line for those merch
really?
Lines are like wild. Yeah.
Oh.
Which is insane to me. I'm like, don't they just buy them online? Like, you can just make it. Like,
but I got it there, okay?
Yeah.
I was there.
That's like,
I'm like, they bought this wholesale. Like, I can see the websites where you go just go make it yourself. Like, it's not, but that's the thing. But I didn't buy it there. Mirror.
I didn't buy it at the event.
200% more than it actually is worth. Like, yeah. Like, I'll never understand that, but. I loved it. D23 is fun. You'd actually like it.
Have you done D23?
I did it once, like right before COVID. I was Moana.
Aww.
And the best part is like the kids.
Yeah.
Like, because you worked at Disney for a while. That's like, you're like, you have the reason you even do certain things is like you want the kids to have more of an experience.
Yeah.
So when they see you, and I'll just be like standing there, like my, or and I had like my outfit and I'm just like looking around at like the parade and stuff. Mm. And this little girl's like, Moana. I'm like, oh. She's like, I'm like, oh God.
Oh,
like just break my little heart. It's the cutest thing. She's like, Mom, say bye to Moana. And Mom's like, bye, Moana. Like, I know that this is a lot of hi and bye. But that is like half of the fun of the experience.
Yeah,
I feel like you'd actually really enjoy it.
Yeah. Definitely. That's why I wanted to go so bad. But they are sold out, apparently.
Bastards.
But we'll have to look though. I'm sure maybe we could try to ask around.
Yeah,
and see.
I feel like we, with our forces combined, I think we can figure something out here.
And our social media. I mean, I'm sure Disney doesn't care about our social media presence, but like, I'm sure there's got to be somebody that maybe does like content creation for it because that's how a lot of times, I'm not saying at every con, but there's sometimes where I'll send them my Instagram or my information and be like, hey, I'm a content creator. Can I make content about your con trade for a badge?
Yeah.
And like, there's been a couple that will be like, yeah, sure, here you go. We don't care. And they don't really look too far into it. But there's been a few that they're like, we already have like a lot of content creators. Try next year. So
okay.
I'd be curious to see if Disney or D23 would do that.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, I feel like it's so big. I want to say yes because I want to be optimistic about it.
Sure, yeah.
And listen, closed mouth don't get fed. So you always know if you don't
ask. You never know. Yeah.
Ask. Yeah. And be squeaky and loud about asking. Like, I have no problem doing that. I'm like, force myself to be like, and this, and you need this, and you have the.
Yeah.
So, it kind of hurt to ask. Right?
We'll try, you know. Yeah. You can never, like you said.
No, we'll just show up. Like, at that point, just let us in. So, like, I've done that before.
Really? You just showed up?
You just walk in like you own the place. Like, it's basically volunteers that are working at the door. They're not, they're like little 22-year-old kids. Like, they're just there to be there. Like, they don't really care.
I feel like that's changed, though. At least the last few cons I've gone to, they've been really, security's been tight.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Like, I mean, there was one security person that didn't, because I was skating as Shadow at WonderCon.
Okay.
And technically, I don't think you're allowed to be skating in that front pavilion because they don't want anyone to get hurt.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was raining and, like, there wasn't a lot of people there. So he legit was just like, I don't care. I'm just watching because it looks cool. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I think
you know.
That's usually the ones like, every now and then you get, like, the Karen-y kind of ones that are like really strict about their job and like, I don't know. There's no promotion. Like, I don't, who cares? I could never work at those places. I'd be like, nah, come on.
Like come on just whatever
you look great. Get in there. Have a good time.
Could you imagine like we cosplay as like con workers and then we're just like ruining everything?
I love this plan. One day, instead of like package breakers, we should do working at conventions.
I like that.
Just us and like the outfits of the badge. We're like, yeah, come on inside.
It's gotta be easy. If you actually just go the first day, you know exactly what they're wearing, you know exactly what the badge looks like. You can print it yourself, laminate it yourself, and just walk around like hair back, put a little hat, like a little mustache. I don't know, like
a little mustache.
Like, I can wear a mask, like a little COVID mask.
Yeah,
like, yeah, we just come on inside. Yeah,
I don't think the only thing I could see it backfiring is like we could get banned permanently, per se, for impersonating security. But like,
but
I think
if you
all
have your
fun,
ID on you, like, how are they going to know? See, how are they going to know?
They're not. Phoenix is like, we're doing it. Yeah. Could you imagine two cosplayers get arrested for,
I mean,
for impersonating, for cosplaying? Like,
for cosplay.
This is discrimination. I identify as a worker at this convention right now. I'm not okay with this.
I identify as security.
Yes.
Oh.
Why not?
I think we're onto something. Just saying.
I mean,
just gonna put that out there.
I didn't say no, so I might be down.
The best ones to emulate are the I can't believe I'm giving this away, but certain cons will have the polo t-shirts with just embroidered. Mm. But the ones at WonderCon, they have like a certain, it's like a certain material. It's kind of like a bowler shirt, polo button up, but it's like two different color tones and whatnot. So it's like, you really got to get your hands on one.
Is it the same shirt every year?
Practically, yeah. They have that one security team. Yeah.
Like, I know the whole soul of companies. You can just, they'll make it for you.
There you go.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Phoenix has got a plan. She's like, bro, don't test me.
It's the same shirt every year. We got this. Yeah.
Well, I don't think anybody would question you guys. If I went in there, they would question me. Like,
if you're dressed as Gambit, as Gambay, maybe.
Gambay?
Yeah. It's Gambay. So, I'm sorry, making him uncomfortable. It's a joke. It's a joke. He lets some people call him Step Bro for crying out loud.
This is very true.
I'll say Gambit.
We'll say Gambit.
Okay.
We'll be respectful. Yes.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
But that would be, that's like a perfect Dragon Con cosplay, is if we went as security.
I kind of
like,
love that.
Just all to see Dragon Con is memes.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I feel like people would really believe us. And I'm down to take it all the way to the ship in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Full delusional ship. Oh, let's go. I'm so, if you're down, I'm down. A couple of glasses of wine, girl. Let's go.
I think it could be really great for Dragon Con.
Like, excuse me, you can't go back there. It's $20 just in case for a cover charge.
It's $20.
Yeah,
we just make money.
Yeah.
It's just scamming people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my god.
Hey kid. You want to meet the such and such? I can tell.
No,
you
not what, the kids.
No. Well, you know, like a teenager.
The adults.
Say, hey, you want to meet Charlize Theron? She's like, I know where she's gonna be right now. You wait at this door. It's gonna cost you $20. I'm pretty sure nobody will mess with you.
It's gonna cost.
I'm pretty sure no one will mess with you. Keyword pretty sure.
I'd be more like, it's going to cost you a white claw every time you come by.
Phoenix doesn't work for tips. She works for alcohol.
Yes. I think it's going to cost you a bottle of Casamigos if you're going to come back to my door. Okay.
The kid's going to get it for a 16-year-old. Yeah, right. It's going to be half drunk by the time you think
I'd be wrong in something.
You never know.
Oh, no. That's one of the best ideas I think we've had in a long time.
Honestly, now I'm going to start Googling security outfits.
It is a cosplay convention.
I mean, how do you think?
In character. I don't believe.
I mean, how do you think I got the DHL t-shirts? Like, I own them. Like, I could literally pose as DHL. I bought them off eBay. Like, they're probably somebody's old work uniform.
No, seriously.
But we never had anybody be DHL, so.
Oh, that's right. Oh, because it's an international one, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I have a plan, because I talked to somebody earlier today and was like, I don't know, I had this really great skit series. It was doing so well. And, like, one of the people backed out. I don't know what to do. And they were like, just recast them and move on. And I was like, What? Oh. And they were like, just recast.
Yep.
If it worked for you, do it. So I was like, oh, duh, it's that easy. Yeah.
Eureka.
If you need like a male guy, you know, from like another country with DHL, or yay, you know, I'll audition for the role.
Oh my god, there's
DHL.
An Australian guy here? What?
What? What? Replacing Cosmo?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh, you sound
weird.
Like,
in Australia is that though?
Yeah.
I like the proper accents. Like, oh, do, like
English?
Like, yeah.
The proper ones. English. Yeah. The ones, you know, it's a little bit more.
Like the very poshy kind of sound.
Different like syllables like, and synonyms when, you, yeah, when you're talking. It goes high and then it goes really low.
Very sing songy.
Very songy, you know.
Yes. Jane Porter very from Tarzan.
Yes. Very pretentious. Yes.
I auditioned for her a couple of times, but I'm too short.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, I wouldn't have guessed that. Okay.
Right. They have like very specific height ranges for things, but I'm probably going to do it at a con because I'm like, why not?
I'll still do it. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I just like living out my fantasy from like leaving the park and not getting to be a certain character. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to be all of them that I need to be.
Any character you want to be. Well, on the first day, I think we should be security. Mm-hmm. And then the second day, we'll actually be in our full, like, proper cosplays.
Okay, yeah.
And then nobody.
But what con is this? Just in general?
I don't know. What's like one? I feel like. Look, I know we went on a whole tangent. You're talking about Dragon Con and started going somewhere else. Because I've never been to Dragon Con, I really wanted to go, but I was like, does it make sense to go to Dragon Con or D23?
Mm.
Like, I didn't know what would make more sense. Is it because I don't know, is it around the same time though? I thought, aren't they both August?
I think so. I know Dragon Con is like the end of August.
Yeah.
But I did Dragon Con last year, and the only reason it wasn't fireworks, amazing rainbows is because it is like a hookup con. In my opinion, Chrissy will always disagree with me.
She'll always defend it.
She will always defend Dragon Con. It's her favorite. So I totally get it.
Like
everyone goes there to frickle frack.
Like Bumble kind of level of...
Like worse. Like, because they all have hotel rooms. And it's made by nerds for nerds.
Dude, no. Yeah, they're having like...
But like... Girl, but like you can always say no, and it never turns out weird.
Like? I'm just curious. Can I just watch? Or like, can I just be in the room for a second? Like, are they in cosplay when this is happening?
I mean, yeah, it's like they all, yeah, because it's in between four hotels. So and it's literally made by people that go to conventions. That's what this con is made by and for.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, so it's not a networking con by any means, but it's really fun if you go in a group. So I keep trying to tell all my friends for this year to go because that's what'll make it fun.
Okay.
Because you know one girl in the party is going to go hook up with Jack Sparrow. You know what I mean? Then she's going to tell us about it.
Captain Jack,
you know what I mean?
Sparrow.
You know what I mean? Or like Red Ranger. Someone's going to go hook up with Red Ranger.
I know. I don't know who I'd be excited about.
But also there's actors there too that's partying with everybody. So there's like, they're not hidden behind like, you know, security. They're there at the hotel party. Right. So you'll see such and such from The Arrow or such and such from that show or that movie or an actual Power Ranger from one of the damn shows hanging out there partying. So it's one of those laid back, anything can happen con. It's like a Vegas con. Like, oh my God, if it was in Vegas, it'd be crazy. But yeah.
Because it's in, where is it again?
Atlanta.
Okay, yeah.
Atlanta. So it's wild.
It's fun.
Wait, I didn't know this.
It's really, it's super fun if you go with a group.
Okay.
But like the biggest thing, like, I don't know if you could see over there, I've got my like ribbon thing there. The funnest thing there is that on your tag, you can go around collecting these little ribbons from other people, and there's a contest to see who gets the most.
Yeah.
And it became the funnest part of the con because you would run around chasing these ribbons. Cause like,
well, there's some good ones on there.
Yeah, there's like Kirby ones. There's like a Falcon Punch one.
Questmaster. Okay.
Let me grab it for the camera.
Yeah, I got a couple Pikmin ones because obviously I really like Pikmin.
Oh, I love that you put all that together. That's so cool. I've always wanted to do something like that.
Well, and my goal for this year is we're gonna make our own ribbons so that way like we give them out to people too.
I love that. Smart. Yeah.
So yeah,
there's like, some people that just have it falling from like levels in the hotel. So you just see them like they're on the fifth floor and just rolling all the way down.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Because there's a contest for whoever has the most. And there are people that go nuts for that contest.
Oh, yeah. Those are weirdos, man.
Are they weirdos?
A smidge far. A little too far.
I mean, like, I'm planning to win this next year. So
yeah, well, yours isn't down the escalator. Like, not yet.
Oh, anyway. It will be.
I'm definitely going to have some Cosmo Show ones with Love, Peace, Chicken Grease on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I highly recommend going.
But isn't that, you were talking about the hotel thing was like, isn't that a similar thing with like the lottery? Or is that just for Comic-Con?
I don't think Dragon Con is.
No.
I think it's just the Comic-Cons where they do the lottery. Gotcha. Right? Yeah,
Comic-Con, you just get a hotel.
We got to get you, we got to get Chrissy on your show because she, she's been in the industry like for what?
For
10 plus years?
2000.
10 minimum?
Three, maybe more. She's been going to cons since.
Wow.
She's been going to cons since 90 something. So.
Yeah, you got to get her on
X-Men,
your show.
Since
not 92, 97.
Yeah. No, but she's been going for a very long time.
Because she could do a whole episode with you where she like breaks down her favorite cons and talks about like which ones are that she recommends. Okay. Like she, that's the like half the reason I hired her is because she knows like how to get hotel rooms, what ones are worth going to.
Okay.
So yeah, we got to get her.
Oh yeah,
show.
That'd be really helpful actually, because I've been doing my own research and it's been great. But you know,
also like she does the costume contest.
She does.
Yeah, she goes from Orlando.
Is it the Cosby contest?
No, the cosplay. Costume contest.
Oh my god. Okay, sorry. Because it's the rose. Awards. I was like, no. That can't be accurate, right?
Who has the best?
That's not
sweater.
A contest, right?
Yeah.
That's just,
finishes
totally
my wine. Maybe that's it. Might be our sign to take this over to Patreon.
Let's take this over to Patreon.
Join us on Patreon where we quiz Phoenix with more questions.
Oh my goodness, no!
Honestly, they're super great. I was a little. I always get concerned when I open it up to paying patrons because you never know what they're going to ask. And if they're paying, I like to make sure the questions are on there. And like, obviously the guests can say yes or no, if they're not comfortable with it. But they're really great questions. You'll have a good time. They're super easy.
Oh, you can ask me anything. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm pretty easy going with
so come join us on Patreon. But before we switch on over to there, we just want to thank our sponsor, Loyal Fans. Thank you so much for treating me with kindness. And if you are somebody who's looking for content online and you're sick of only flapjacks because it's the same boring stuff over and over again, consider joining Loyal Fans because they have a Discover feature where content creators can post either audio files or video files on a storefront and you can discover new creators easier than ever before. So thank you so much, Loyal. We appreciate you so much. Look up the hashtag Dare Taylor, and hopefully we can coax Phoenix into getting on there.
We're about to have a whole conversation about this.
We'll talk about
something
it.
New. Exciting.
Yeah. Okay. So be sure to check me out there. And also, Phoenix, where can our audience find you?
Yeah, I am on Instagram. It's I'm Dark Phoenix, the letter I, the letter M, underscore. I'm Dark Phoenix. It's everywhere. So Instagram, TikTok, Twitter.
You got your name everywhere?
I'm Dark Phoenix, though.
That's really cool,
yeah,
though.
So I put that on all my, and then I have like my little logo and that's kind of where I put everything. So I'm Dark Phoenix. There you go. Check it out. Dare's been on my podcast before and that was a lot of fun. I loved your outfit when you were on mine. It was like super cute. She was like super like kawaii anime looking kind of girl. such a vibe. And it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun talking. Yeah. So I feel like more podcast stuff, more cosplay stuff, more. I mean, modeling stuff is like modeling. I don't know if I would call that as exciting because it's like more of like a like my job. So I don't really necessarily talk about it that much.
Yeah.
But yeah. So if you see me at Hustler, your partner gets you a little box and I'm on it. You saw her. You saw her here too. Hi.
Tag her.
Have fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Have fun. I love that. And be sure to check out Cosmo from The Cosmo Show on his YouTube channel. Be sure to tell him over there what your favorite color is and that you found him on from Delulu Canoe. I don't know. Tell us something random so we know that you came from here. Like, tell us your favorite color and
call him Gambe.
Yeah. Call him
just
Gambit.
Just so he knows from this episode.
I like that. Yes. Please do. Please do.
And before we log off, which little critter from our logo do you relate the most to? Got a scaredy cat, little angry dog, or like a confused bear?
Oh my gosh. I kind of feel like I'm the first one.
You're the little bear?
Yeah. Kind of looking back, like not really focusing on where the canoe's going. Which is super cute. I like the color.
Yeah.
I'm in the front. I'm in the front of the boat.
I'm the dog today because I want D23 tickets. So I'm like, where is it? And Cosmo, who do you relate to?
The dog.
Again, the dog.
Is he the dog all the time?
Oh. He always. Well, I think there was one time you picked something else.
Yeah, I usually pick like the cat or the bear. Yeah.
Yeah. But you're the dog today. Why are you the dog?
Okay. You know, I just
delve into this.
Yes. Do you know? Like, I'm in the middle. There you go.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining. Be sure to leave us a perfect score on Apple and Spotify because you love us. And we appreciate you. Stay to Lulu. Saw your dreams come true, Lulu. Woo!